Good evening. Welcome to 10 dozen minutes of reasons why I'm hot with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and that rumbling breathing you're hearing in the background, I'm assuming it's Jake.
Oh, is it?
It's gone now. You appear to have stopped breathing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how's it going, Mr. Skullhead?
Whew, that was quite the feat that I just did. I ran upstairs after I took the handoff. And my wife had been cooking dinner and finished cooking the dinner and put it on plates and ran it downstairs and got back down with 15 seconds to spare.
Oh, and now you get to eat on the radio.
I know, and nothing makes living radio.
Like a consummate professional. What you eat?
I can eat discreetly. Just, you know, some chicken and some rice-a-roni and, not a gourmet feast, but I only had 15 minutes to put it together.
I see. Hey, how's it been going since Monday last?
It was the most most excellent week. We had a couple of outings. A friend of ours had a birthday party. Led Bepida Buko to Bepida Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Yeah.
So we went over there and had some delicious pasta.
Did you take the kid?
Yeah. And we took a bottle of semen with us.
Did the kids sleep in the kitchen? Did you guys eat at the table in the kitchen?
No, I've never eaten at the table in the kitchen, because I really don't understand how that's an honor.
Yeah.
I don't want to see how the food... Like, the table for me in Buca di Beppo, that would be the best table, would be the table in a little tiny soundproofed room. Because I really enjoy their food, but it is always just the loudest restaurant in... the history of loud restaurants.
I think the table that I would like the most at Buca di Beppo is like a table at Black Angus or Outback or somewhere.
Huh.
Not a fan of the Buca.
I do like their food, but I always have to buy a couple of drinks because I don't really do well with communal food.
Oh, is it communal food?
Yeah, I mean, you order like a couple of dishes for the table.
Huh.
And you pass them around. And I have the, like, dual anxiety that I'm not going to get enough to eat, and then also that people are going to think I'm taking too much.
Right.
So, like, everybody's going to be looking at me going, God, look at that fat bastard eating all of our food, and I'd still be hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, booze. Definitely yeah. Booze.
I mean, booze is definitely the solution to almost every problem.
Mm-hmm.
I actually forgot to get a beer before the show.
Well,
I'm gonna be spending the first half at least completely sober.
Gasp! If you need to run and get yourself a beer, that's
nah. I'll be fine. I'll let you know if it gets to crisis levels of.
You have to get the shakes or something.
Yeah. So Friday. I went to Joe's Crab Shack with a bunch of people and drank a whole bunch of beer, and then went to the TT Roadhouse and drank a whole bunch more beer after that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Saturday I sat around with a headache.
Right.
And then we went to dinner with Riff's folks. That was entertaining, as always. Did you meet them when they were out here last year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed their company.
Yeah. So we went and ate Indian food. There was a little bit of a communal aspect there, because you get the big dishes and then people often share them. But, had some lamb sog and some peas pilau rice.
Oh, man, I haven't been to have some Indian food in quite a while. I love me some curry. Especially Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
It involved drinking some beer.
Bunch of pranksters for like an hour.
Hmm.
But I didn't want to risk the fury of the DUI task force, so I just had... I only had four beers before I drove home.
Right.
Four Guinnesses over the course of, like, 3 hours. Mm. So
we had, like, a microwave St. Patty's Day. You know, like the microwave fireplace where you can spend an evening in front of the fire in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So the band that used to be Drunk and Disorderly that broke up and reformed with pretty much the entire same lineup plus a couple of guys, they played, and so they were playing at some British pub downtown, and we were thinking we wouldn't be able to find anybody to watch the kid, but found somebody who could watch the baby for 2 hours, which was how long the their set was. So we dropped off the baby, took a cab from there downtown, saw the set, had a couple of drinks, and took a taxi back and drove home. So we had our we had our 2 hour St. Patty's Day evening. My wife got pretty hammered on her 2 drinks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well,
she went for a long time without drinking.
Yeah, her tolerance is pretty down.
How about you? You got hammered on 2 drinks because you've always been kind of a girl.
No, I was perfectly fine after my 2 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were
driving home with a kid, man.
Mm. Yeah, I don't really like drunk driving with a child. Maybe you know, like buzzed driving, you know.
Sure.
If he's drunk, I don't care.
Yeah, if he's driving, I mean, that's the cool thing about having a kid is that you can get as drunk as you want, and then the kid can just drive your ass home.
Yeah.
Once he gets old enough, you can send him to get cigarettes for you.
Like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
The drinks we were drinking, though, is you take a pint of Guinness and pour half a shot of a raspberry tasting thing and half a shot of chocolate tasting stuff in there.
That's weird. Last night, my wife and I went to dinner, and she got a drink that was a Guinness with a shot of Chambord in it.
Yeah, that's the basic idea. And it just tastes like German chocolate cake. It's delicious.
I don't know, man. I like Guinness. And even I tried a sip of hers last night, and I was like, you know, this would be better if it was just Guinness. And then I just did like a shot of whiskey afterwards.
See, I like Guinness, but I also like things that are very, very, very sweet.
Yeah, I guess I don't tend to want to drink alcohol that's very sweet.
Mm.
Had a couple bad experiences with some wine coolers.
Mm. Back when you were in that sorority?
Yeah, Lycra went to a party and showed up with one of every flavor of Boone's Farm.
Ha.
Yeah.
Showed up at the party or showed up after the party?
Showed up at the party and brought all that and then left and left the Boone's Farm behind. My wife had a couple bottles and then got to experience firsthand all of the things that we warned her about when she started drinking them.
At least she didn't have a 69 Ford and a new pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Then she would have fallen asleep at the wheel on the way home.
That's true. Boy. I'm trying to think if anything else has gone on. Anything like game related? We finally rolled those Possumancer ghosts out.
Yep.
Those were pretty cool.
It's funny that there were somebody on the forums that thought that the Penne Dreadful was exclusively referencing those tracer bullet strips from Calvin and Hobbes.
Huh.
I was like, you know, we're referencing this whole genre of fiction and film. It's just that we haven't really seen any of it except for parodies of it. Which is pretty much the same thing that Bill Watterson said that he did with the Calvin and Hobbes stuff, was just kind of go for the cliches that were forefront in his mind that were from other parodies, pretty much.
Right. Yeah. We could have. I'm not saying we should have. I'm saying we could have consulted Riff. He's got a lot of noir experience. I was pretty pleased with the way that I wrote this vampire name generator before you wrote it as a Twilight vampire. It was capable of generating the name Lord Raven Raven Raven.
That's excellent.
We'll have to use that somewhere else though. It was like Count Lord or Duke, and then it did like Alistair or Lucian or Damien or any number of things, and then a dire sounding compound word last name.
See, I thought you had made that and were just saying, I think this is funnier, and I thought you were right.
Hmm?
I thought that you had made that vampire name generator saying, like, nah, I hear you with the whole Edward Cullen thing, but this is funnier, and I think you were right. So, yeah.
I'm still not
when
sure.
When I saw that name generator,
you thought that I was going to use my generator?
Yeah, and I was totally okay with it.
Okay. Whatever. We'll use it for something else. I didn't actually fill it in as much as I was hoping that I would be able to.
Hmm.
I kind of had to stick with things that first and last words on the last name that sounded okay in sequence, or like that were at least pronounceable.
Hmm.
And there weren't nearly as many of those as I thought there would be. But
I like the detective names. That
turned out pretty cool. I like all the rat names.
Yeah, those were amazing. I like the bat names, really.
Yeah, no, I was pretty happy with the way that the that one.
Thanks. Squeakity bite, barkity bark.
Flappity screech. Yep. Well, that's enough sitting around sucking our own dicks.
Hmm. So you claim.
Yeah. When in reality, you know, there's never enough of that.
Oh, wow, there's a persistence of vision toy for the iPhone. You know, those like those little wands that you wave and then you can spell out, I need more ecstasy in the air at the rave?
Yeah.
So you can do that on the iPhone now.
Huh. Weird.
Anyway,
I
sorry to
knows,
derail that. That
I guess it knows from the accelerometer how you're moving it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one of those things at Disneyland, and then I messed with it. I think I got it to say fuck you so that I could wave it around at the car behind us, and then I never played with it again.
Yeah, I remember that. I think you left it at your, like, 12-year-old girlfriend's place.
Did I?
Yeah. She wasn't 12, she was 15.
What are you talking about?
No, the girl you were dating at that point when you went to, when you came to visit me in L.A. and went to Disneyland.
Oh. Yeah, she was older than that. I think she was probably 20.
I can say shit like that because my wife was 17 when I started dating her.
That's true. Are you sure? I thought she was actually like 15 when you started dating her.
No, I'm pretty sure she was 17.
Oh.
She had a driver's license.
I see. Yeah, but don't they give driver's licenses early? And
wait, learner's permit.
Leptosofa. Where's she from?
The Luftwaffe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, seriously getting into this stuff.
Yeah, sure. Seriously. Sure. So I think we did everything from the this top section in here.
And
so,
how?
You know. Silly Sally says, dates for Con 6 yet? Still no. Once Sly gets back, which is either tomorrow or the next day, then we'll finalize that. So yeah, I think by the end of... I think I told people that I was pretty confident we'd announce dates by the end of this week, and I'm still pretty confident that we'll be able to announce dates by the end of this week. Yeah, still trying to work out, like, the whole... I would like to do a LARP, but I don't want to do a LARP without having a good venue for it, because it's just been... It's been pretty difficult in the past. I'm sure that they were fun, you know? But the whole people running into each other in big groups in hallways was just
suboptimal. Yeah. I like the
idea. Actually doing it, it's kind of a more structured sort of thing where it's like, all right, this takes an hour to run through, right? We're trying to learn some lessons from the LARPing thing that they do at Gen Con, which is like a sort of evolved, pretty professional LARP. And I don't know. I would really like to go do it, but it's not, it's like, in order to do it, you have to go to Gen Con and then get in line early for tickets to it, and I just don't want to do that. Like, if I could buy a ticket ahead of time, I would probably go to Gen Con just to do that, but I don't want to go to Gen Con for a chance of doing that. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really see the need to go back to Gen Con at all for anything.
Yeah, and it, I'm glad we went once, but...
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I was excited this year about the, like, structuring it the way we were talking of, having, like, the concert on Friday and then, you know, the barbecue Saturday and then a costume contest on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that what's gonna end up happening on that, what I would like to do, I think, is just combine the concert and the costume contest because... You know, the bands can play at a place that we found.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would kind of work out like Con 3 or whatever, where we had the house party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was fine. It would have been better if, you know, with more bands and more people able to see them. The venue that Sly found that I kind of like is it's pretty well suited for that kind of thing.
Nice.
So we looked into getting the stage at Tempe Marketplace where Dave and Buster's was, but that ended up being super expensive. You know, it might be the kind of thing that if you knew the right people, you could get a deal or whatever, but It seems like trying to do Dave & Buster's and then a concert at a venue on the same night would be spreading us a little too thin.
That's possible.
You know, if you could get the bands to play at Dave & Buster's, that'd be cool. But I'm thinking maybe Sunday LARP. Apparently, there are on Friday at Joe's Crab Shack, one of the guys that sort of is in that pranksters crowd is like a philosophy teacher at MCC. And he says that you can rent out blocks of classrooms at MCC.
Huh.
So we could conceivably rent, like, a hallway with five rooms. And then just be able to, like, the traversal through the LARP is just going through those five rooms in sequence. And I think that could be pretty cool. Devise some skill-based... So the way that they do the actual games in... Well, I guess to some extent. I'm not entirely sure, but at this point, like, all of your items are like these little tokens that you buy, sort of like trading cards, which they gotta be making money just hand over fist with these things. You know, one of the things that you can buy on the website, it's like $1,000 pack of these things. But you go in, and then I guess you play some sort of shuffleboard variant with them to resolve combat and stuff. So, kind of... You know, I feel like the whole skill-based mini-game for simulation of events is kind of interesting. You know, like a monster that you fight by throwing darts at it or whatever.
Throwing darts at people would be fun.
Gets to dress up as a monster and then you throw darts at them. Yeah. But yeah.
So yes, it's coming together.
Yeah, it is. Comic-Con is coming right up on us, too.
True.
Gonna come up with something. Nobody likes my retro 70s keychain idea, but I'm making them anyway, even if I'm the only one who ever uses one.
Oh, I do.
I like the 70s keychains.
Are those the, like, thick, rubbery ones, or the...
No, they're like the hard plastic ones.
Okay.
I don't know. My mom immediately knew what I was talking about because you always used to get them from car dealerships. So, I mean, the fact that they were big where I grew up in the 80s means that they were probably big everywhere else in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
In actual civilization. Yeah. We ought to start thinking about what we're going to do vis-a-vis Choose Your Own Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we know what we're going to do, which is fuck around until the last possible minute, and then somebody's going to write it just in time to send to the printer. Maybe we should try and avoid that. You know, we're older now. We're grown-ups, and we're a grown-up company.
We should just do, like, 12 pages of Hot Girls in Bikinis.
Oh, yeah.
Then, like, 3 pages of the word fuck and the phrase smoke a bong.
Yeah. That's a good plan.
You can see why I insist on being left in charge of this.
Yeah. That goddamn bullshit. Wait, what did we do last year? Did we do the thing last year that I wanted to do where we just made the little insert and then it said come to the booth?
For the rest of it, yeah. Yeah, Riff did that with Crack Rocks.
Okay, right. So he just wrote the first few sections of it, and they were on there.
Mm-hmm.
I know this just isn't the form that we work in, but I still kind of like the idea of shorter sections. You know, with just sort of more interactivity. Actually, one second, Mr. Skillet. Can I actually have a Guinness in a glass? Awesome. Yeah. Turns out I don't have to go get a beer myself at all, on account of I'm married now.
Nice.
Let's see.
Yeah, I know. I think we're pulling opposite ways on this because my feeling is to make it more and more and more like a short story almost.
Right.
And yours is to make it more and more and more like a piece of interactive fiction, which is what we were trying to do. So,
last year I was like, you know, I think I kind of like to try and do this one myself. So I was going to do like an actual sort of like a comic, kind of, where every page had 4 panels, each of which was illustrated. I mean, and I was gonna use recycled art almost entirely, right? Just because otherwise it would never get done. So that it was basically like dialogue and maybe the occasional, you know, meanwhile little box with text in it, and then a choice at the bottom of what pages to go to, you know, so that it would be more like a comic book. It would end up with significantly less text, which, I don't know, you know, that in a way I feel like is a little more accessible to the general crowd, but in a way it's not going to satisfy the people who are like, they come to the booth to get one because they keep reading them while they're waiting in line for stuff.
Right.
You know, so I don't know the right way to go with it. They're getting so, the long form ones are just, they require so much work, you know.
Eh. That one, the one 2 years ago, really, like, the writing of it just, that took maybe a couple of hours.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. It's just that the figuring out how to work it, the mechanics of it, and moving everything around and keeping them numbered and straight in my head, that took a little longer, because that's just not my force.
You know, the thing is, I feel like a lot of that could be, we could figure out a way to actually write it with less of that being important, and then that's Hot Stuff's job, because he's good at breaking stuff like that down and keeping track of it. Or, alternatively, you know, we could actually all sit down and, like, lay it out and just say, all right, so here's, like, just, we sit down and create a document that's like, all right, this is your traversal through the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then these are the sections that have to be written, and then they're just written, like, you know, as individual files or whatever. And then they just go in like that. Because, like,
that's what we tried to do. We kind of managed to do that the first year when we were writing it collaboratively. So we could probably get into that again.
Yeah. I don't know.
Riveting.
We got to think about, like, what the overall premise is. It's we did the sort of prologue. Sure. we keep doing the waking up with amnesia thing.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. Arcane says, does Milk of Magnesium affect adventure games from Sushi? If not, why the frack not? Somebody who's a big fan of Battlestar Galactica. Did you ever watch any Battlestar Galactica?
Maybe, like, enough of it to be confused, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like an episode.
I watched enough of it to be bored. I guess that's all over now, except for the movies and spin-off series and them giving a speech at the UN. Because what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah. Edward James Olmos and Mary McDonnell, who are, you know, prominent statesmen.
Right.
No, wait. They just play them on a science fiction show. Did we talk about the Sci-Fi Channel changing its name to SIFI?
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Milk of Magnesium does not affect Sushi. And it doesn't because it's sort of outside the scope of the regular food system, so the code didn't automatically apply it. And then when we thought of it, we were like, oh, fuck. Right, we forgot about that. And the whole way that we balanced this out doesn't work at all if we apply Milk of Magnesium, so we just didn't. Then he says, I just unlocked Grandpa for the first time. Whoever wrote his stories deserves an AGI-sized bonus. What is AGI? I keep seeing references to that, but I don't know anything about it because I don't ever read news.
AIG.
Oh, well, so this guy got it wrong.
Yeah. AIG is like an insurance company, primarily, but then they got involved with those default credit swaps on houses.
Mm-hmm.
So they just had billions and billions and billions in bad mortgages. And they began to fail, and apparently they were propping up our entire economy and, like, France's economy and half of Germany's economy. So we keep giving them billions of dollars so that they don't fail, so they can pay off all their shit, and their executives just got $165 million in bonuses that were AIG's contractually obligated to provide those bonuses to these guys, even though the companies in the shit are in there taking public money. Because the contracts are old enough that it's just like, no matter how well our company's doing, we'll give you these bonuses, because how could we ever not be making, you know, billions and billions of dollars? So people are really pissed that our tax money is going to pay the bonuses of these people who pretty much had a huge hand in fucking the economy. So that's AIG.
I see. Well, no, we shouldn't do that then. So, yeah.
I personally don't care. We have $165 million with the amount of money we're talking about.
Yeah, the XKCD thing sort of, I didn't realize that was the company that was about.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I don't know. You know, part of me just kind of doesn't care about executive salaries compared to low-level employee salaries.
Well, I think, if AIG had gotten together and said, hey, guys, we just got all this government money, let's dole out some fat bonuses, then I would take issue with it. But this is something that had been, you know, they'd been contractually obligated to deliver to these guys way before they knew they were going to end up on government money, so.
I mean, what would they have done if they hadn't gotten any government money, you know?
They would have gone bankrupt, and they apparently would have taken down our economy and France's economy, and, you know.
No, but I'm saying those people would have been fucked. So, I mean, yeah. You know, I could see somebody making the argument, you know, why does this necessarily mean that they're unfucked, right? But anyway, I'm still not giving million-dollar bonuses to the people who wrote the grandpa stories. So, sorry, Scully.
Wait a minute.
If you were counting
on
that to retire. Clean Denius says, can a store be grayed out if you've already bought your limit for that day? That is supposed to be like that. That was something that was done. So I don't know if there's a problem with it or WTF, mate. Left says, hey, JNS et al., has there been any implementation of the Dolphin King Crown in the sea area? Could we control dolphins in the future with it? Yeah, you can control dolphins, but only in the future. So anytime you try and do it, it's the present, so it's not going to work.
Yeah. So you can't just contact a dolphin and say, hey, tomorrow, Kajin.
You could, but then he would be like, yeah, sure, remind me tomorrow, and then you'd be fucked.
He'd be like, ha-ha. Yeah. Tomorrow never comes. Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday.
Free beer tomorrow. Let's see. Lord Ike says, I like the new little pop-up for the use multiple command. Keep up the good work. Even the small things like that, they make this stuff so enjoyable. It's a lot easier on the eyes than that dialogue. I didn't even know that happened until I wanted to use multiple. There was a bug with Melodramamine that was giving you only 5 turns, no matter how many of them you used.
Whoa.
So, sorry for anybody who got screwed by that.
I bet people were incensed. Literally enraged.
That breaks the friggin' camel's back. I am quitting because of this bullshit. And I'm going to tell all of my friends, and they're going to quit too, and you guys are going to go out of business. That was what happened because of that bug. Sucks. Sorry. Not only are you not getting a big bonus, but we're going out of business.
That's a shame.
Glebe says, does the Bandersnatch do anything for lunge smack? No, he does not.
Really?
I don't remember. I mean, because lunge smack doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, right.
There's a small percentage of people that have it permed, but I don't. That did not get an update with NS13, I don't think. So I have no idea what lunge smack even does at this point. Watertail says, hey, Jick, you have heard Albuquerque not live before. It was on an older radio show, December 3rd, 2007, I think. Oh, well. If it was one that Scully played, a lot of times I leave during those music breaks. But if I played it, then I just forgot. Because I'm getting old. Momoka says, if you use a meat vortex with zero meat, it says it took your meat, but it actually doesn't since you don't have any. Yeah, you know what it did one day is set your meat to 4 quintillion. I guess at this point I could code up the meat vortex so that it didn't get used if you don't have any meat. It needs to get used. But it could not say that it takes away any more meat than it's actually taking. It could give a different message for zero.
I wonder if people do actually use that in the form we intended to. Just like as a thing to fool meat beggars with.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Be pretty funny, though.
Hey, is Trophy 68 still for using, like, a million meat vortexes?
Yeah.
Huh.
It is. Oh, crap, we spoiled it.
Damn it. Well, enjoy.
Oh, boy. I mean, it doesn't matter. They do it on a malt. They closet their meat and do it. And, and still sink a lot of meat vortexes, which is always a concern.
The meat vortex inflation.
Yeah.
Wow, somebody did a dictionary attack on the grandpa text.
Yeah.
As if, I don't know. It would, maybe it would be great if there were 20 of us and we could have written like 1,000 grandpa stories for anything that anybody could think of.
Mm.
But I don't know. I think it's okay the way it is.
What's funny is I think that the one, unless it got discovered without me knowing about it, the one thing that you could have found that way wouldn't work with a regular dictionary attack.
Huh.
Ha-ha. Stupak 2 says, can you make resting at your tent just take away beaten up? You know, I've been thinking about that. Like, I feel like it would be pretty nice of us to do that, and it's really not going to hurt anything. Because I feel like in general what happens is when a player gets beaten up, they just, when an extremely new player gets beaten up, they just rest 3 times.
Uh-huh.
Right? And, you know, maybe resting could just clear negative status effects.
Do you think that you take a big enough hit from not... You take a big enough hit from the adventure loss?
Oh, definitely.
That it's enough?
Because, I mean, the thing is, you could just spend those adventures somewhere else doing something that didn't require you to get into a fight.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would definitely consider that. Squeeze says, sometimes I hear birds in the background during your radio shows. Do one of you own birds, or are they just outside chirping in? I have been doing the radio show from my outdoor patio, and the birds are coming out. I can hear birds right now, and maybe so can you.
No, I can't hear any.
I can hear dogs barking, and if I were doing it from the office, you'd be able to hear a goddamn rooster crowing all the goddamn time.
Yeah, how long does a rooster live?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I guess it depends on whether or not one of us decides to buy a gun.
Right. Throwing tennis balls at it was surprisingly fun.
Yeah. You know, somebody was complaining about it today during lunch, and I was like, wow, seriously, I just don't even hear it anymore. I've learned to completely tune it out.
Hmm.
That's pretty funny though. let's see. Harath says, hey guys, can we get an item drop from the Dirty Thieving Brigands? Maybe some whiskey in a jar? I don't get that reference.
I don't know why the Brigands would have whiskey in a jar.
You know, I understand that people want drops from those monsters, but that's kind of not what those monsters are all about.
Right.
The one thing that I could see adding to that is a little bit of content, like maybe have there be multiple versions of it with different messages, since you see so many of them in a row.
So give them, well, like give 2 or 3 different monsters, or just more attack,
yeah,
defend, attack.
Well, you know, more. I've got a post in for CD Moyer to do a thing. So like a lot of people get confused about the hobos in Hobopolis, and how their attacks don't seem to follow a lot of the same rules as regular attacks from monsters. There's not really any reason for that other than we can only put 6 hit or miss messages on a monster, and I wanted to be able to do a lot more than that.
Hmm.
So basically, because I don't want to do it, I put in a thing for him to make it so we can specify as a special property of a monster that it should look in a miscellaneous text group for its hit messages or miss messages. But it needs to parse that for an element at the end.
Right.
Because that's another thing that's stored in there. So basically, once that gets done, we have the option. And this is really, I feel like, only important for clan dungeon kind of stuff, where we're going to have people fighting just thousands and thousands of the same monster.
Yeah.
You know, where we really need more variety than just 6 hit and miss messages. But yeah, that's something that's in the works. So that would probably be equivalent on those guys. Bunch of missed messages, a bunch of hit messages. And then people would be interested for another single ascension, and then they'd go back to complaining about it. But hey, you know, every minute of content that we put in is another minute that a new player will be able to play the game without getting bored.
Yep. That's the one. That's the one of those that I tend to do. The one of those quests that I tend to do every time through. Because it's, like, I know how to boost my meat drops, and that's pretty much the only thing I know in this game.
Right.
So, well, that and, like, the lighthouse, I'm decent at getting non-combats up, but...
Yeah.
I'm pretty much...
Yeah, and, you know, and then some of those are more straightforward than others. That's kind of... And I kind of have a love-hate relationship with the level 12 quest.
Right.
I feel like there are a lot of people that it puts off, but then there are a lot of people that really appreciate it. Yeah. And I don't actually know how I feel about it as a player.
It's that whole level 11, level 12 thing.
Yeah.
Like, I like the level 11 quest, and I like it every time. And I guess I'm just easy to entertain. And
you also don't do any like as level frequent 12. As the people who are playing really seriously for speed, right? So how you know, how often, how many times would you like it? We got a big list of sort of tweaks to things that'll allow people to change that up a little bit. That I think in general are, I mean, it's just going to shave turns off runs. But if it makes things, if it engenders some goodwill among the speed community, I think it's probably worth it. just Riff had come up with a bunch of different ways for the different branches to interact, so that you could tweak the order in which you did things to make a. Make some subtle differences. So it'll be, you know, it'll be fun until there's a spreadsheet written about how to optimize it, and then it'll be the exact same thing as it is now. Ekam Ekam says, hey, if you can read this, then I didn't disable the send to Radio Bugbear part of this macro. Damn it. Well, that question is answered. SF Warlock says, why does / hoo ho not work as a shortcut for hoo ho bopolis? The bigger question is, why does / hoo-ah not work as a shortcut for sending a private message to Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman?
Yeah, we should also add a / woo-ha so you can send a private message to Busta Rhymes.
Glitterboy says, I live in Ithaca, New York. Ithaca hours are useless. Consumers can only spend them in town. Businesses that accept them can't trade them for cash. They're really limited in use, and as such, very few businesses accept them. I've only encountered an actual Ithaca hour once, and I've lived here most of my life. 22, lived here 18 years. Yeah. So that was some kind of local currency that Hot Stuff was talking about on the last show.
Huh.
Jallet, which I saw as jailbait, because really, that's all I ever see.
Right.
Is jailbait, no matter where I look. Says, thanks to the new Postomancer summons, they've actually brought me back to the game. Well, sweet.
And you were able to play again because we didn't disable your account for an activity.
Cyber34 says, you look like a mad scientist filling all those water bottles. Yeah, I do. I kind of hammed it up. Put on a big old grin. Says, oh, also, we've seen the item spindler. Can we get a screenshot of your GM tools, God panel, and what a fight looks like for you? You could just make up a screenshot of what the God panel looks like, and it'd be exactly what it does look like. It's just a bunch of drop-downs. Give you this item, give you this effect, start a fight with this monster, set your class, set your stats. Like, it's not particularly interesting. What a fight looks like for us with the debug info turned on would be sort of interesting, but there is almost never a fight result that is shorter than 2 screenfuls tall.
Yeah.
So, people did seem to be kind of excited about that. I could probably put together another not particularly spoilery spindler shot or whatever. We need to make it through the rest of Thomas Jefferson's hats, too. But we should do them when there's an actual occasion. We got his tricorn, which we could do on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Right, right.
Is there an Alice in Wonderland Day?
We can pretend. Every day is Alice in Wonderland Day.
Oh, that's true.
Every day in March. So we got a couple of days left for that.
Yeah. Oh boy. We have a week.
I think we're gonna knock this one out. This item. It's looking good. The rest of this week we'll go back and forth on it.
Oh, the April item of the month?
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. So do we wanna do the thing that we were talking about with the topple item?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I got them in there, and I got the art done for them already. So I'll tell CD Moyer to code that shit right up. That's what I do now. Instead of doing stuff myself, I just tell other people to do stuff. Like, I could have gotten my own beer, but I decided to just tell my wife to do it. I totally didn't. She came out and offered.
That would be a great superhero, the Delegator.
Yeah. It works until you have to pee.
Yeah. I always request that people go to the bathroom for me when they go, even though I think that's probably one of those things like, did you get a haircut? Yep, you got them all cut.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's not even funny, and after a while you're just saying it as like a reflex, like somebody hit your funny bone with a hammer.
Yeah. Although, every once in a while, when somebody asks if I need anything, it does occur to me, you know, and I always think, wait, that's retarded, before I say it. But, I'm sorry, wait, that's mentally disabled. let's see. Goo Goo says, could you fix this problem? If you have named your parrot Parrot and try to call it with a chat command /fam parrot, the system gets confused and does nothing. Huh. Yeah, I'd say no. It's probably more trouble than it's worth. Because, like, then what happens if you name your Bandersnatch Parrot, you know?
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, could you fix the Postomancer summonable creatures so that one could determine their level? Yeah. I'll do that Friday. Last Friday.
Ho-ho.
Or maybe next Friday, once Ice Cube comes over and we get super high.
So you're going to tell Ice Cube to do it instead?
Yeah, I'll just delegate it to Ice Cube. He says, if you made a glow-in-the-dark Naga shirt, the white part would glow white. I would buy it.
Hmm. The Naga shirt is already scary as hell in a black light situation.
Yeah.
It's also startling in a room that's dark enough that you don't immediately see that you're approaching a mirror. I have occasionally been startled by my Naga shirt.
let's see. Unnamed Hobo wrote, the snorkel should give -200% meat /items and be usable underwater, or have no enchantment, but you could only use it in the first 3 underwater zones. I considered that, like, no enchantment, but you can use it in the very top underwater zone, but, I don't know. I think that we need to be able to sort of ignore continuity on certain things like that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Like the familiars who can't breathe underwater because we say so, goddammit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because in a lot of ways, the stuff in KOL works not so much like quests in an RPG, but like quests in an adventure game. And, you know, in King's Quest, yeah, you know, maybe you could have just used your hat to solve one of the problems that you have to climb to the top of a tower and trick a giant into, you know, giving you a straw from a bird's nest for... but, you know, because that's not the way the game works, the narrative doesn't work either. And so, you know, like, maybe we'll put in a quest someday that requires you to wear, you know, some sort of crazy gnomish hard hat, and you'll say, well, why doesn't the hard hat from the armory and leggery work? And we'll say, 'cause, damn it.
Fuck you, that's why.
Yeah. Well, that's what you'll say.
Right.
That's your speciality.
Although I have to admit, at least in one game that got really annoying, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer game for the GameCube got really... It gets tiresome because you can kick in doors, but only doors that you're allowed to kick in.
Right.
It'd be like, oh, this door's locked, and then you just kick it in. And then the next door, oh, this door's locked. You need to go into the sewer and back up out the other side and grab the power supply from the tractor and plug it into the console to get a card, to go get another card to unlock it.
Right.
And in that case, you know, I don't think we've gone that far, but...
Right.
It's okay if sometimes there's not a reason, but just every time, like, you can climb every fence except this one, because it's at the edge of the world, but it looks like all the other fences.
Right. You're not enough of a desperado to ride this fence.
Right.
Linguini Lad also says, so what's the narrative reason for when, for example, trying to make a concoction of clumsiness, but you get the message, it seems like that should work, but it doesn't? Well, it's one of those things where it's like a skill, but it only applies to making one item, right? Because game-wise, we think that it's sort of... I think... Alright, so there was like... there was this whole thing in World of Warcraft where, as an alchemist, you had a very, very low chance of discovering how to make a new kind of potion when you made a potion. And it was just incredibly low. It hardly ever happened to anybody. And people got super pissed about it because they're like, well, you assholes, you're just making it so I have to buy all this stuff and sit here and make 10,000 potions. And even then, I'm still not guaranteed to get this. I think that they did some kind of thing where only a limited number of them ever happened. I think it was like sort of tracked globally.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was trying, it's a multiplayer game, so it was trying to create sort of scarcity. It was trying to differentiate one like high-level alchemist from another so that that guy got lucky. If he's active and selling the potions on the auction house, they're hard to get from other people, so he can charge whoever he wants for them. You know, I think that's interesting, but they ended up changing it to where they made it a lot easier for people to get all of those discoveries. And I felt kind of robbed. I had gotten one really low, like sort of low-powered, useless one, but it was really exciting to me when it happened. And then after they made the change, it's like, okay. Now it's a grind. It wasn't really a grind before, but now it is, because to me, something you know you can't get, and that if you do get it, it's just an awesome bonus, is kind of nice in a game. I mean, I can understand the people who, like, want everything, right? And we're still a lot friendlier on that than a lot of games would be. But, you know, it's just, we thought it was cool. We thought it was cool to put in an item that was hard to get that lets you make something, because, you know, then it's like, hey, here's your reward for getting something that's hard to get. You get to make this thing. That's cool.
Yeah. And anytime we do that, we're going to have people who are thrilled and people who are upset. So at least it's not like anything else that we do.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the narrative reason, let's just say, for that one, is you have this vague idea that you ought to be able to make a potion with these two things, but you can't quite figure out exactly which order to put the different quantities of the two materials into the test tube. And it isn't until you read Dr. Awkward's formula and memorize that methodology. Same reason you couldn't make stuff before you had sauce crafting, right? The narrative justification, it says it right there when you try to make it. You need this skill to do this.
Right.
Right? In this one, you need to have read this recipe to do this. Linguini Lad suggests a possible item of the month, a flamethrower that shoots chocolate $100 bills.
Huh. I'm still holding out for the pencil that flies and shoots lasers and candy out of its ass.
Yeah.
So that's,
I'm still waiting for somebody to explain to me how a pencil can have an ass.
Chocolate $100 bills. That is so similar to the pencil idea that I wonder if there's not just a generator somewhere. You should make an item that's an X that shoots Y and Z. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this doesn't say flamethrower that shoots chocolate $100 bills out of its ass.
Right. The out of its ass must be a variable.
ChefUp27 says, new skill idea. It would basically give you a little resistance to damage from elements, because that which don't kill you makes you stronger, and over a long time your resistance would level up, and you would have the next level of elemental resistance. But if we just gave everybody a skill that gave them a bunch of elemental resistance permanently, then that would sort of deprecate everything in the game that gives you elemental resistance. No. Montgomery Tinklebottom says, bottle of alcohol doesn't kill an ice cube. See, that's another thing. Hot damage was kind of a joke to begin with, and so it made sense that, you know, there's lots of things that create big balls of fire or whatever, but, you know, the hairspray is the only one that kills that ice cube. That's another one of those adventure game kind of things.
Well, it's also a reference to the rapper Ice Cube and his afro, which can only be destroyed by hairspray.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I understand. I mean, I'm not going to come up to him with a can of hairspray, because he knows his weakness.
Right.
He would be all over you.
His bodyguards would just tackle you before you even got in the same building.
Yeah.
Remember that deep thought that says, I think a good gift for the president would be a chocolate revolver? Huh. Since he's really busy, you'd have to run up real fast and hand it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Jack Handy.
I was surprised to see that. Is Jack Handy actually a guy?
I believe so.
Yeah, that. I thought I'd learned that, and that surprised me, because I thought that that was just the pseudonym for the entire writing staff.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. I thought maybe you were thinking he was a woman writing with a pseudonym.
No, just that he was an actual person rather than an aggregate of people.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I always sort of assumed that he was one of the writers for Saturday Night Live. Or that he had some sort of relationship with them, like, oh, that Triumph the Insult comic dog guy, Robert Smigel.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Robert Gollum in his other persona.
Right. Okay, so here's a question. Do you think that Triumph the Insult comedy dog is funny?
In limited quantities, yeah.
That's kind of my... I think he used to be... The first few times I saw him, maybe this is the thing. Either he used to be funny and now he's just annoying, or the first few times you see him, he's funny and then he's just annoying.
Well, because his shtick is pretty limited, you know. He's like making fun of that style of humor, which
right.
is only funny a couple of times. I liked his rap song.
Did you?
Funny. Yeah.
Wow. See, I thought that was awful. And if I had concluded that there was a point where that act sort of jumped the shark, that would have been the point.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guest on Loveline once, huh. and just sort of refused to drop character, and it was really annoying to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I saw him, I walked past him doing something at Comic-Con, and I was like, you know, I just don't want to stand here and watch this.
Yeah, because the rest of the stuff that guy does is funny, like the TV's Funhouse stuff.
Yeah, I never watched any episodes of his show that he did, because he did like a half-hour show for a while, right? That
yeah.
was actually called TV Funhouse. Or the cartoons being pretty funny.
The Ambiguously Gay duo and the, like, fun with audio that he... Yeah. That's kind of the godfather of dozens and dozens of Flash videos online.
Right.
Apparently Jack Handy is an actual dude.
I see.
Or he has an IMDb entry, but, you know, I have an IMDb entry, and I'm not an actual dude.
Sweet, yeah.
I'm actually an aggregate of the asymmetric writing staff.
It's so awesome that we have those now, although it's kind of especially awesome that mine is wrong.
Oh, yeah, because you have that other guy on you.
Yeah, or something. Either that or I worked on a movie and forgot about it. I'm gonna see if...
Could happen.
Maybe somebody's corrected that. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. The Patriot, 1998, Greensman. What is a Greensman in the art department? Is it like a gardener?
I wonder if it's that or someone who's involved with the green screens.
Well, and an adventurer is you as himself. Yeah. Can you submit corrections?
I think so.
Also, I'm down 68% in popularity this week. Fuck!
Damn.
I need to call my publicist.
Dag. I did watch the documentary, by the way.
Oh, did you? How'd you feel about it?
I was impressed. Like, the first 5 minutes, I was thinking, okay, so he took the 10-minute cut and then added stuff after it. But then things started to be spliced in and moved around. And yeah, I thought it was great.
He made us look pretty good, I think, to somebody who didn't know us.
Especially, like, listening to my unedited interview, it does get just incredibly fatuous. It was like, thank God he cut that shit down so I didn't sound like a total jackass.
Oh, yeah. What does fatuous mean?
I'm using it as kind of just, like, the pretentious talking about nothing. You know, like, another thing, when you think about the semiotics of the game, you know, I don't want to sound pretentious here, but we're kind of doing the same thing that Jean-Luc Godard did with film. You know, he combined these disparate elements and juxtaposed them to make them into something greater than what they were, and I believe that's what we're doing with pop culture references.
Did you really say that?
No, I was providing an example of the type of speaking
I see. Merriam-Webster says, complacently or inanely foolish.
Okay, so
that's
in addition to being fatuous, I don't know what fatuous means.
Well, no, I was curious. Because, I mean, I feel like I've heard it used in a sense at least similar to the way that you're using it. So, and hey, you know, if you use it that way, that's what it means.
Oh, yeah.
We need to stop stomping our feet and telling the changes in the English language to get off our lawn and embrace them. Embrace the power that we have as English speakers.
I don't not think that that isn't a good idea.
Wait, double negatives? Dude, L2T, noob. hey, do you want to take a break so I can get another beer and take some Tums?
Sure, 15 minutes, folks.
Sweet.
Change the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the seventh inning stretch.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground, and never said most of my days chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all shooting some ball outside of school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air."
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as cruel as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Pretty girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Get
champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air live like? This might be alright. But wait, I hit the first thing. I'm like, oh, no. As soon as I reach out, is this cool yet? I don't think so. When I get there, I hope to pretend. Oh, the prince of Bel-Air.
Look at all the movie stars. They're not so beautiful and clean. And the house meets just the floor. They feel the same. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like the king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing.
You're my darling, you're my darling. Losing in my feet, you're holding me. You're my darling, you're my darling. You're my darling, you're my friend, I'm in me.
The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude look like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the slip like lightning disappeared. I went for a cab, and when it came to dinner, the license plate is drinking it as dice in the beer. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, for me to go home to Bel-Air.
Yeah. fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars fade.
That we are back. Are you with me?
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't expecting that. I still have a mouthful of pizza.
No one expects to still have a mouthful of pizza.
Yeah. Right.
That was why That's true. Didn't get into Monty Python. That and I applied for a position, and they informed me that they had been broken up for at least 20 years.
Yeah. Well, the important thing is that you tried. My cat is bothering her with pizza. I guess I should give her some.
A pizza-eating cat?
Yeah, she loves it.
How about the lasagna?
Yeah.
Although it's Monday, so the cat probably wouldn't appreciate even lasagna on a Monday.
That's probably true.
Because we all know that cats have jobs that they have to go to, and that's why they hate Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so Noah and Adam could have written a... This is about to come full circle, man. Noah and Em had written in, and I believe this is you exactly, and then he links to a particular, this image on this website that's just funny images. And I like websites that are just funny images. I can sit there and spend all day just looking at them. But the first one is a guy sitting in front of a TV, and the TV is saying, "Scientists have just discovered a new species of scorpion that is capable of flight." And then the next panel is the guy shooting himself in the head. I guess that's that. So then I was flipping through the random ones, and there's a Garfield comic where John Garfield is laying on his back the entire comic, and John says, "You know, you're more than just a pet to me, Garfield. You're like a son." And then in the third panel, John has Garfield's penis in his mouth.
That's disturbing.
Mm-hmm. And then I found another one called "Embarrassed Growing Penis Girl." And it's like just this anime looking girl, and she has a tail for whatever reason, and it's this really long animated gif of a giant penis emerging from her pants, getting larger and larger, and then at the end three additional penises grow out of the top of it, and then her boobs get bigger. The boobs getting bigger is I think a really nice touch.
Dear Japan.
Yeah.
What the hell?
This doesn't look like it was made in Japan. Yeah. Anyway. IMG.moonbuggy.org, if anybody cares. Excuse me. I forgot to take any Tums. I just ate some pizza. That'll help. Let's see. Stupak 2 asking a bunch of questions about trophies and, you know, mystery. Mysteries are fun. Gleave says, are you open to doing an item of the month geared towards the sea, or is that its own thing? My only fear with doing an item of the month that was geared toward the sea is that that would be an item of the month that no one would want.
Right.
You know, maybe someday. I'm curious, when we just sort of say the sea is finished, right, if... a lot more people will head into it than are messing with it now.
You think so? I think it's just people...
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Hmm. You know, could be that the, you know, what some would call cock blocks, others would call interesting challenges to overcome.
Right. I'd like to hear from those people.
The people that call them interesting challenges to overcome?
Yeah. They've so far been fairly silent.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should remove all the item drop penalties, but then just reduce all the item drop rates to like 1/100%. Because at least that's fair.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Then people wouldn't be looking at this number that says minus 200% to drops, and maybe that would make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, we could make the underwater stuff, you know, plus 100% drops. Oh, but by the way, we reduced the native drop rate on everything by 400%. Mm-hmm. Gleam says, could you please look at the haunted bathroom and tweak it so it's less soul crushing for grinding mysticality? Yeah, I'm definitely open to looking at that, because every other class has a place to sort of throw resources at power leveling, but mist classes don't really, and that is what the bathroom is meant to be. So, you know, sort of figure out what it is about the bathroom that makes it less good than the wherever the other people level. God damn it. I can't. That was really frustrating. I had somehow, I'm just using the computer with my left hand because my laptop is sitting on a couch next to me, and I'd somehow got my browser in a state where hitting up and down rather than scrolling was switching tabs. And kept thinking that I was clicking, but not actually clicking. Jedi Peacekeeper says, shouldn't the greasy ducks take extra damage from the Molotov cocktails? Just a thought. I mean, they're a damn sight greasier than most hippies. You think that, but these hippies are super greasy.
Even greasier than a greasy duck.
Mm-hmm.
True.
It's impossible to get them wet. Mm. See, hippies have to develop an actual physical immunity to showers.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that by getting their hair especially greasy.
Oh, I should say, I wanted to talk about, since we were talking about the sea, like, a minute ago, that I played through most of the available sea content for the first time. Like, mm-hmm. finally got powerful enough to do it. And, I don't know, as someone who is, you know, the kind of casual player who doesn't know how to do stuff, I didn't find it that bad of a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I think the people who are pissed are people who just want to, like, farm it.
Yeah.
You know, which you can do that. You know, I honestly don't know. I don't know who the people is who are pissed.
Well, I could see, like, the people who are, say, like me and want the level of involvement that I have, but don't want to do any mall stuff, who kind of want to do it all on their own, but then find it to be too big of a challenge. Because I bought a bunch of Connery, Infrigno, and Hawking potions so that I could go in there and just do some damage. And I went and looked on the wiki what items, what equipment would boost my item drops enough. But I did it with no Mr. Store familiars, or Mr. Store gear. And I was able to get enough item drops to complete all the quests.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got like 50 sand dollars naturally. And then it's like, well, I'm kind of tired of getting sand dollars. I wonder if they have any in the mall. And, yeah, you can get them in the mall, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it was enough of a challenge, but also the ability to opt out of the challenge and still see the content.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good to hear. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm honestly curious because I'm surprised at how few players are actually messing around down there. You know, it's still a few thousand. Like, it's not like nobody's doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm just sort of curious. I feel like. And this kind of surprises me. I feel like there would have been more people doing that than fucked around in Hobopolis, but there just aren't. Right? So I guess maybe people in KOL are more social. At least the ones who stick around and play, maybe they're more social than I'm accustomed to finding in other games. I don't know. J.I.K. Forever says, pronounce my name J.I.K. Forever. It's not a reference to the name Jick. It's a coincidence.
Right.
Sure it is. King Genius says, where did the traveling trader go? I don't know, man.
Distant lands?
Yeah. He goes back and forth. Maybe his boat got sunk. Zuper says, if the closet is able to assume what I mean about quantities, is it sentient? How can I sleep near something like that? I demand a lock for it. Yeah, it's smart enough that a lock wouldn't make any difference, man. Mistress of the Obvious says, might there be a way to code it so Hobopolis dungeon drops could be traded amongst clan members or put into the stash? Well, no, because that basically makes them tradable. Right? Ideally, yes. ideally, we could have items that you could only trade with people from your own clan, but if we do that, it just basically makes them tradable with everybody, because it's just, you can give it to anybody, it's just a pain in the ass. You have to whitelist them, and they have to apply, and then they have to get back into their original clan.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there's really no good way to do that. You know, what we stumbled on, which is that you can only get the drops from Hobopolis if you actually spend some time in Hobopolis.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's totally fair and equitable. Right? Because the game needs things that are work to acquire. It just does, in order to be a game. Yeah. Right? So, Linguini Lad says, Charadio looks like the most, sounds like the most challenging form of charades ever.
Hmm.
Was that, what's that from?
I don't know. That would be very difficult.
Like charades with, just...
charades on the radio.
Right, where you couldn't talk. Google turns up nothing.
I mean, even if you could talk, you say, okay, so I'm holding up two fingers, now I'm kind of holding up this thing, kind of making a gesture, like I'm pointing to my ear, and...
I see. If you're just describing what you're doing.
Yeah.
I see. I love it when people think it's funny to just toilet paper me thousands of times.
I bet it's the same dude who just toilet papered me thousands of times.
Yeah. I'd say his name, but that's probably what he wants.
The problem is that it really skews our whole... it's okay that people can do things to you in-game because it doesn't really mean anything for me mm-hmm. to be annoyed at that. Occasionally I do.
Right, well, I feel like we get it worse than anybody else does. Just everything. Raijin Ely says, I'm a complete moron who sucks at this game. Can I get a disability check from the council? Yeah,
you know, if sure. in real life you got a check from the government for being stupid, the government would be even more bankrupt than it is.
Yeah. Being stupid doesn't count as a disability.
Sadly, no.
As Reggie Neely says, what will you do to help players who can't see the maze? There was one in Hardcore on Sunday, as in physically can't see. You should just list the paths in and out of each panel and the items within. For the alt text, I mean. Like exits north and west. Yeah, we do that. And then Zeltang says, have you ever tried solving the hedge maze puzzle just using the alt text? How hard was it for you? I haven't. It'd be interesting to try. I mean, the thing is, I'm sure that I could do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it would take a long time, and I think that to a large extent, there are things that are just going to take a lot longer and be a lot more difficult for blind people, and I'm really not sure that there's anything that we can do about that. Right, like, I can't think of a better way to present the hedge maze for the blind.
Yeah.
Is it insensitive to say blind?
I'm supposed to say visually impaired.
I see. But impaired, to me, doesn't imply, you know, like, if your driving is impaired, that doesn't mean that you're, like, physically incapable of driving.
So you think that they ought to save that for people who can see maybe a little bit?
Sure, maybe.
Hmm.
But I mean, I guess, you know, you say I'm partially blind.
Right.
I'm mostly blind. I'm legally blind.
I'm legally blind. Which is because I'm bald, but...
Yeah. It was a pretty good movie. Pablobong says, I'm wondering how mean this cat really is. Does it bat away items at random, or are there a few important items it's more likely to get rid of? It is just, it's random. It's an equal opportunity item batter away.
So it doesn't have any logic behind it to see if you really need the item, or if it's an important item, it just kind of randomly finds
it. I mean, no more than the normal, like, the sort of personality flag that we turned on the server's RNG in general.
Mm-hmm.
To fuck people mode. Sometimes we put it in a la mode. And yeah, there's probably a joke about that somewhere. Uh, let's see. Underfoot says, could the stab bat and related have a chance to harm you? Familiars give the taking damage sound effects when they manage to hit you. I keep stupidly not noticing it's hit me. I don't know, because then everything that did damage to you during combat would need to do that. And, you know, it's one of them, they're slippery slopes. It's one of them, they're inch mile situations, if you catch my drift. Pizza Killer 55 says, could there be something in the mall where it tells you what you want to buy every day, like food and booze? It could be like a shopping list. If we could make the mall figure out what you wanted to buy, then we'd be doing something other than working on some dumb internet game. We'd be gazillionaires.
Gazillionaires.
Severus says, have you thought of making mega tofu usable instead of regular tofu in various recipes that call for it to make the resulting food slightly better? It seems as if it would give some more functionality to an item that can only do little now. People keep talking about how mega tofu is a big steaming pile of poop. It's kind of funny. The really good tofu is really bad. let's see. Zaphodak42 says, Jake and Company, could you implement a mechanic where if one uses a familiar they already have, like a barnacle on one's second ascension, that it levels the familiar up by some amount? And I don't think that's a good idea.
Promoting cannibalism among familiars?
I don't know. Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about making a blender that you could put familiar hatchlings into that would then give you a paste to feed to familiars of the same type. Do you think we would have a problem with familiars eating one another?
Yeah.
The same as we would with a cannibalistic familiar?
I kind of think so. I think either someone else is not the way we want to go.
Someone else says, hey, is it true that whenever anyone mentions the Cheesecake Shotgun, Riff adds another 2 weeks to the completion of the Nemesis quest? Yeah. And whenever anybody asks to name the gift shop guy, the same thing happens.
Hmm.
So Aaron Fingers says, oh, sorry, what?
So really most of the delays on the Nemesis quest happened before he started working on it?
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Aaron Fingers says, why does Azazel not collect his items from you unless you have all three? You'd think he'd take what he can get. No, he's a picky dude. Cyber34 says, how many of these events do you remember? Chato Sanchez. I remember Chato Sanchez. Hobo taking notes from the porn mag. Yes, I remember that. Almost stealing a school bus. Yes, I will never forget that. A ninja black man scaling alleyway wall for a smoke. That I don't remember. Do you remember that, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't remember that.
Churro extruder. Yeah, I remember that. That was when we went to Mexico this last time.
God damn, those churros were delicious.
Yeah. Beer Monks of England. I'm not sure what that's about.
I think they mean the beer monks of Belgium.
I see. Lightning Round, yes. High school. No, I totally remember high school. And he says, man, you guys are old. Man, you guys are old. I didn't. That's pretty funny. You see what he did there?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are old. Man, you guys are old. Why'd you say it twice? I didn't. Because we're so old, there's an echo.
Yeah. Also, everything's too loud.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, Kokobo and Zona, knock it off, please. Stop asking for new Kokobo items. Naranex says, Traveling Trader, purchase with wads from Hanks for Hardcore/Ronin. We never did that. I can totally understand why people want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess, just having CD more... Ah, I have a tiny spider on me. That was creepy.
It's better than having a giant spider on you.
I guess. It's a giant spider, you can get him with a shotgun. Little bitty spider. No way, man. There's no way you can shoot a little bitty spider off of you with a shotgun.
Well, you could. It just depends on how much of you want to lose.
Mostly, I just don't want there to be spiders up here. You know what I especially don't want is for there to be scorpions up here. Especially scorpions that can fly. I need to go on another scorpion hunt tonight. I really need to be doing that every night, but I've been slacking. Goddamn scorpions, man. Evil. Evil little some bitches.
Yep. That was a less than mollifying. It's like, here's your bedroom. You should stay in here. Oh, and I'm going to go hunt for scorpions now. It's like, great. I'll just stay in here with my baby while you go hunt for scorpions.
We've never seen a scorpion in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of us have ever gotten stung. And it's hard for me to imagine any way in which a scorpion would actually get to... Like, I've never seen them anywhere except on the walls.
Uh-huh.
So, like, them getting onto a bed, like, why would they go there, you know? Unless they were chasing a baby. Maybe they've been just casing the joint, waiting for us to have a baby.
So counting scorpions on the walls, does that bother you at all?
No. No. Usually I'm, you know... I'm so high on nicotine that Captain Kangaroo is, like, not making any sense, man. X-Hacker 169 says, what are the chances of someone with teleportitis stumbling onto an ultra-rare monster? I mean, it could happen. Every once in a while, we see somebody blind fighting an ultra-rare monster. So that must be exciting for them. Bertofsky says, I was just wondering if there will ever be any official KOL-sanctioned Ascension contests. That's an interesting idea. I was really surprised to see how many people were participating in this hardcore contest that they put on. You know, I could definitely see doing that. I could definitely see, like, sponsoring contests and doing special leaderboards, but I wouldn't want it to be... I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine setting that up. Right, because we couldn't just do whatever anybody wanted, right? There'd have to be, like, a good proposal set forth for it. And if we said, oh, yeah, put forth a good proposal for a contest and we'll consider it, we would just get 1,000 terrible proposals.
A lot of,
So, I don't know, you know. I'm not against the idea, but I feel like there are a number of reasons why it has never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the unofficial ones are cool. DeFridge7979. That's a weird username.
Indeed.
Dear Jick, it seems recently that you've made Moxie classes and Mysticality classes worthwhile. Do you have any plans to make Muscle classes more worthwhile? I don't know that we recently made them worthwhile. I think that they've always been awesome. We maybe made them a little awesomer. Yeah, muscle classes could definitely use some loves.
For the record, worthwhile is one of those words that just causes me to tune out immediately.
Yeah.
Just like, what does that even mean? Worthwhile for whom? Worthwhile for what? Can it be worthwhile for some people and not for others? Kind of implies, like, so this entire game sucks, and you've recently made a couple of things suck less. How about you continue to make things suck less?
Have you not met our players?
The ones I've met have been really nice.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Breckenridge says, Jake, last Thursday you asked me to clarify what I meant when I said you use interrogative inflection in the middle of statements. Then he says, it's like this. What was I thinking of was making a new item. See? I don't really get that example.
Is he talking about the like Rumsfeld cadence? He's like, now, we're doing okay in Iraq. Now, does that mean we can't do better? No, it doesn't. Does that mean we're not going to send more troops in? No, it doesn't. Does that mean...
I don't think that's what he's thinking of, because I don't think I do that.
Hmm.
Wait, I just used interrogative inflection at the end of that sentence, right. Didn't I?
Did you?
It's like playing questions, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, how was your weekend?
We used to seriously do that. After everybody in my little friend group watched Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead, we did that for a couple of weeks before we realized that it wasn't as fun as we thought.
We did that on the debate team.
Hmm.
two of the guys did like a duo oratory thing or whatever, you know, like they put on a scene and they did that scene from the play.
Have you seen the film?
I have not. I would like to. Somebody was watching it at The Office. It's like Tim Roth and Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
It's pretty old, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't imagine you not digging the shit out of it.
I mean, I like the play.
I tried to read the play, but I'm not smart enough. And the movie is dumbed down just enough that I was able to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, I probably didn't get as much out of it as I would have if I had been smarter. I kind of have a hard time with plays because I get to the point where I just ignore whatever's before the colon. So I sort of never know what is being said by whom.
Right.
But, you know, I can still enjoy it to some extent. It makes pretty pictures in my head and I look at them. And then Breckenridge also says, also, all those people who say your voice is nasally are dicks. It's just resonant, that's all. Is it resonant evil?
I think your voice can be resonant and evil, yes, at times.
Zona says, Dear Jick, you need to be hit on the head with an apple. Wait, no, that's doctors. Dear Jick, what is your weakness? My weakness is I think that everybody lives in a castle.
My weakness is an apple to the head.
No. The best says, I would like you to talk to you about mods and how they are making bans without warnings. Can't imagine that guy ever saying anything that deserves a ban.
Yeah, and there's one thing I've noticed about our mods is how they're constantly banning people without warning.
Yeah, no, that's been part of it. Part of our recruitment drive is, like, we give people a sort of test. Like, we're like, all right, so here's your interview. Mod newbie for 15 minutes. And if they don't, if they ever warn anyone before they ban them, then we don't let them be mods.
Yeah,
so. Which is probably why people are encountering a lot more of this lately.
Uh-huh.
Weird says, also, spooky top tier chef staff, more chef staves in general for Q1. That was a goal, certainly. We got a week left in Q1. I'm feeling good. And where did the fucking 3 months go?
Does that mean I'm going to need to figure out how chef staffs work so I can write some?
No, there aren't that many staves in the game that even could be chef staves. And I'd kind of decided that the first big push was meant to be bigger, and the reason that it wasn't is because there just wasn't really that much to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just going to be keeping that. I'm going to be keeping Chef Staves in mind when I introduce new content. You know, we put Obopolis out, came with a new chef staff, right? So that's fine. We did the three that can be made by a vanilla Possumancer in Hardcore. That was an update to that. You know, another one going in every once in a while here and there. Like, I don't really think that chef staves count as an underused content vector because it's the territory that exists has been pretty well tread.
Mm-hmm.
Well trod. He says, still no Dutch oven staff, though, please. That's just mean and racist.
Racist?
I guess it's racist against the Dutch.
You can't be racist against the Dutch. They're white.
What? I'm sure you can. I hate those fags.
Mm.
They're all retarded. Let's see. Kokobo says, you know what would be cool, ultra rare? A not-so-sleeping knob goblin guard. That would be humorous. Well, now you're especially not getting any new items. Frippo says, question for Jick. ¿Te gusta el boligrafo? No sé qué es un boligrafo.
Es una
Mr. Pluma. Spellhead. ¿Qué es un boligrafo?
Una pluma.
Oh, yeah?
Boligrafo, yeah.
Oh.
It's a fancy way of saying pluma.
Sí, me gusta el boligrafo.
El boligrafo sirve para escribir, which is a pen is for writing.
Es más suerto del... ¿Cómo se dice sword, Señor Scullhead?
Espada.
Espada. We should call a sword a sword.
That's why spades in cards are called spades.
Really?
They're supposed to look like kind of fat little swords. And in Spanish,
nothing.
Yeah, in Spanish they're called swords.
I see.
So they're like. So the English-speaking dude was like, "And what is this suit called?" Spanish-speaking dude, and he said, "K." And then after they figured it out, he said, Espada.
And then I see. How is the club meant to look like a club?
That I don't know. That's just confusing.
I mean, because I don't feel like the spade looks like a sword at all.
Right.
Right? It's just not... it looks like the head of a shovel. That makes sense.
Yeah, but it's... You know, like all things that you thought made sense, it doesn't actually make any sense at all.
That's great. Curiosity says, now that all the contest runs have either started or finished, can we have the tavern change? Yeah, I'll try and remember to do that tomorrow. They're like totally ready to drop in. So. Mr. Skullhead did fantastic work writing them. Hot Stuff did fantastic work putting numbers on them. And I did fantastic work finding artwork to recycle so that I didn't have to do any fantastic work. Let's see. I need to put that in my list of shits to does. Ping. I like Tuttle says, were you a master debater? No. No, I never made it past journeyman. Because I spent all my time laying on my back listening to Journey albums with giant headphones on my waterbed.
Yeah, because that's how we were living. And we didn't have Walkmans or anything. We had to have like a giant reel-to-reel.
Yeah, with giant headphones with like a quarter-inch jack.
Uh-huh.
I had a Walkman. I had like a little tape deck, like a boombox kind of thing, that I would listen to my Beastie Boys. And my Fat Boys and my Weird Al Yankovic. let's see. Beast of Blood says, will there ever be a Fly the Insect type familiar? There'll be a Jeff Goldblum familiar. And then if you take it with you with Teleportitis on enough times, it will eventually turn into a half Jeff Goldblum, half Fly.
Right.
He can watch you poop and then eat it.
Right. Perfect.
Susie Q says, ask him why when you lob a gas balloon at a nutty sorceress and hit, she lies there unconscious but still is blocking hits and spells. That is how awesome she is.
That actually made me sad because I thought I was getting away with something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I can just use this gas balloon and then I can totally just beat the crap out of her. And that didn't work.
Yeah, what we ought to do is make her stun resistant so that it won't even seem like that's working.
Well, it works in that it keeps her from attacking you.
I guess that's true, yeah.
And that's useful. I mean, now that the Naughty Sorceress doesn't scale, it's not as big a deal.
Yeah. Frippo says, please make sure Jit gets this from me. He has very nice eyeballs. Thank you. I've got nice all kinds of balls. So I had this idea for a shirt on the way home from work today. I was telling my wife about it. So it would be a shirt that said, my boobs are down here, with an arrow pointing down from my chest, and then in tiny print at the bottom, just kidding, those are my balls. See, I think that would have gone well. I should submit it to T-shirt hell. In the past. Noah Nam says, please make a new place that I can meat farm in, please. No, wait, he said, make a new place that I can meat farm in, please. Oh, and plus 400% meat drop items.
Quit guessing our Mr. Store items.
Let's see.
Liz Iyer's another one that needs to cut it out.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's enough for people who are trolling to have their names read on air if we just say, this guy needs to cut it out.
Yeah, but I don't usually like to do it. If somebody just sends us, say my name on the air, say my name on the air, say my name on the air, like 1,000 times, I won't do it. El Tracero says, did you turn the Rib of the Boner Dagon into a chef staff yet? How about the level 11 rewards? Are you going ahead with your plan of turning them into chef staves? That is a good idea. Maybe I'll do that at some point. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. Roacherman says, can you please help me out with Radio KOL? Well, no, because the only way that I can talk to you is on Radio KOL.
Yep. MRL says, 4 more years of Jick and Skelly. I've actually just written anniversary items up till 9 years. So that would be 4 more years.
I like how Hot Stuff gave you that funny to-do item that was theme and write this familiar before 2013. Oh,
it's
shit.
Not as funny. I gave myself that.
Oh, okay. I just assumed it was Hot Stuff. I should have known, because it was funny that it wouldn't be Hot Stuff.
Oh, wow.
Also, spoiler, Zomk. I'm retarded. I mean, I'm developmentally disabled. I mean, gay. I climbed Mount Everest, but get this, I'm gay. I mean, gay, blind. Oh boy. Fineldar says, I know I suck at this game and don't know all the strategies and cool items, but it seems that level 9 through 11 are too hard, especially the giants. We wanted 9-11 to be too hard so that you would never forget it.
Yeah, I found that I'll get my ass handed to me in the castle in the sky if I do it at the assigned level. Yeah. I don't know if that's a failing of the game. I think that having, like, I never assume that the zone the level opens at is the zone that you're going to be able to be successful in. The level
that's meant to be kind of challenging if you don't, you know, potion up or whatever. Or 1-800 tighten up.
Mm-hmm. Or Titan AE.
Yeah. I just watched a few minutes of Titan AE the other day. I remember watching that movie and it just kind of fell in one eye and out the other.
It was surprisingly good. It's just that the traditional animation and the 3D animation, they didn't have the technology yet to make that a smooth transition, so it was just jarring as hell. And it never quite worked well together. And that's a studio that really didn't care about getting the 2D animation right anyway. The writing of the thing is cool and the story of the thing is cool. It's just whenever there's like a character in a spacesuit, and it's this giant CG spacesuit with an animated face inside the helmet, it just doesn't look right.
It looks like a television.
Yeah.
Inside the helmet. Anyway, Fineldar continues. I think this is because there aren't any good equipment drops around that time. I noticed that on one day, in one bad moon day of struggling through the Black Forest and some of the oasis/desert, I got new equipment for almost every slot, and everything's gotten incredibly easier. Could you add some gear so that we aren't using old gear for a long time? That arm joke gun is pretty funny. Put it in, Jick. All the Moxie classes will love you. Yeah, we're about to dump a whole fuck ton of new ranged weapons in probably this week. What's nice is this will be a content dump that doesn't require a whole lot of extra work. Right? Because they're just some items, and they do stuff that items in this game do. The pickpocket-only items were sort of out-clevered ourselves on a lot of those, and that ended up being a huge amount of work to actually implement them all, because they all did something fancy.
Yeah, I started to do that with the ranged items, and it's like, no.
Yeah, thank you. I very much appreciate that.
It's hard to do if you, Ocarina of Space is a funny joke. But what would that do that's different from a regular weapon? And at some point, you just have to stop.
Yeah. Well, now if we don't put in the Ocarina of Space, nobody will think we're cool anymore. Way to shoehorn your content past the voting process. There's no voting process.
We should have a voting process.
No, we shouldn't.
And we should involve the entire player base.
We should have a xiphoid process. Huh. Like the typhoid process, where you hide in somebody who doesn't die for a long time. Istan Bull says, so there was this Elvis clone and he ran up to Tezande and said, "Wazap!" and punched him in the balls. Then he did a backflip and flew back to his home planet of Canadia. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering why you read that, because when I read that, I was thinking, let's not read that on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Slavik says, Happy Monday, JNS. Have you ever deliberately done something outside the scope of a game to make it harder just because you enjoyed the challenge, besides, say, increasing the difficulty setting? Of course, I'm particularly proud of my 3-heart, 0-death Zelda Minish Cap save file. I haven't. I thought that I would try the whole beating the first Legend of Zelda without the sword. But I don't think that I would have the patience for it, actually. So no, I generally, games are, I'm bad enough at video games that they're hard enough on easy.
Right.
So, yeah. Let's see. Gizmo the Cat says, what do you think of the WWE? I don't think wrestling has been the same since Junkyard Dog and Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and Macho Man Randy Savage were in their heyday.
I don't think wrestling's been the same since I wasn't 12 years old.
Well, maybe that's true.
It really baffles me that grown-ups watch these shows.
Let's see. Weird says, does the Penny Dreadful do anything besides supplying awesome commentaries? Yeah. Yeah, it does. I think people have basically figured out what all of those things do. He Who Must Not Be Named says, okay, so several new Plastomancer or summonable creatures, explain, please. No. You work it out on your own. That's part of the fun.
This game is fun, damn it.
Jer the Red says, how come in auto sale mode, potions and combat items are switched from the order they are in inventory? Oh, I don't know. I probably just fucked that up. He Who Must Not Be Named says, will you have copies of the old KOL home game at the booth with the new one? I think that we finally got rid of all of the ones from the first year. And we might have gotten rid of that, because we ended up with a whole box of extras from the first year, because I had the, like, the laptop we were using sitting on top of a box.
Right.
That we, and we thought we ran out. We were, and then we had to carry a whole giant, heavy-ass box of comic books. I don't know. I don't remember if we have additional copies of any of the older ones. I feel like we probably got rid of all of them, because there was a long period of time at this last Comic-Con where we were totally out. I bet we have copies left of number three. There's only been three of them, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's past eight.
Hey,
I was having so much fun.
It's past ten. All right, we'll get out of here, folks, and we'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.